Hello, Waterloo. This is Joe Hofberg, and you are listening to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Okay, so we're back, and that's a little song that I thought I'd pick out. It's Matchbox by Johnny Lang.
It's a very Jeff song. There's just a particular style that I associate with you, and it's a very happy, very kind of chill blues type of song. I like it.
That's very nice. Thanks for saying that. You know what? This makes the show really good when we have a good variety of what people like to play, and that's why we'd encourage anyone to take the DJ school or come out to our little studio here on occasion.
Yeah, and actually, in a few weeks, we're going to have a DJ dance where some of the local DJs are going to be playing. So you get to.
That's what I wanted to mention. I'm glad you did that. That's right. It's a fundraiser for this effort, I think.
Yeah.
And all the disc jockeys and hosts will be playing that night on the 25th of June, I think it is.
Yes.
Right. And and you'll get to that announcements too. I think the Steckley Farm Barn Dance. I believe it's the proceeds from that are going to go to support the Hepcat Hoppers.
Is that this rockabilly R&B barn dance on,
yes, carry on.
Sunday, July 15th?
Yes, and what else have you there?
Okay, I'm going to start reading now. All right, so it's from 3 to 9.
Oh, it's not, yeah, not that one.
Oh, that's yours.
I know, it got switched. It's instead of this place, say the Steckley Village, and then say all that. This is Steckley Farm.
Okay, so that's Steckley Farm, and it's live music, barbecue hamburgers, hot dogs, and dancing, which sounds fantastic. Bring your instruments and jam with the musicians. Donation of $5 helps to cover the basic expenses. And please do, because obviously we want hamburgers, hot dogs, and dancing. We want more of all of those. And if you're interested for more info, contact Jimmy. Okay, so there's some more stuff here. So next Monday at Hepcats, we have Tyler Yurima, is that how you say it, and Alicia Brillinger?
Yeah.
And they're going to be...
That'll be a great night.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Should be fun. And there's lots of classes here for the Hepcat Hoppers. So there's Swing 1, Blues 1 and 2, West Coast Swing 1 and 2, and Solo Jazz, two new classes. So those are all starting, because they do like their 6-week rotation, so I believe that's starting up on June 25th. Mm-hmm. So you have time to sign up now. And a performance class is going to be this summer. It'll be on Tuesday, starting on July 3rd, 7 to 9. And learn the two classic swing routines in 4 weeks with a dedicated partner. Oh, I like the dedicated part. It's very cute. So you're going to be learning the California and the Big Apple, which if you've ever been to a jam circle, they do a lot of those too. So if you have a couple of couples, you kind of get this nod, and then the expectation is kind of like, okay, we're going to do the California. You're like, no worries. You just kind of expected to know it. So if you're so inclined to jump into jam circles, it's a good one to know. And practice sessions are available in addition, and you'll be performing it in September for people. Exciting. And plus, it's a very accepting community, so you don't have to worry about, oh no, what if I miss a step? I think you'll get lots of hugs regardless. You will need Swing 3 or equivalent, which shouldn't be a problem. The DJ class we did mention, that's 4 weeks of DJ classes that you too can now be a DJ.
That's right.
Yeah. Coming up on June 24th, I believe Turlock is teaching the Tranky Doo. That's on Sunday, starting at 3:30 at the Hepcat Studio. And pre-register is $15 and $5 extra if it's just at the door. Cool. We did that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, West Coast Swing.
Yes.
Yeah, so the West Coast Swing event, July 28th, which is a lot ahead of time. So there's no excuse why you shouldn't go. 8 p.m. to midnight at the Hepcat Studio. And there is a lesson beforehand, starting at 8, dance starts at 9.
And I hope to have somebody from the West Coast community on in 2 weeks from now, which would be episode 52, which makes this
episode 50. Yay! My goodness.
Yeah, so we'll do that in 2 weeks, and hopefully we can get some of the West Coast swingers, swing dance teachers and instructors on here, and we'll talk a little bit about what they're up to. Because we want to give everybody a good chance to hear and have a chance to learn all three or four different styles of swing dancing that are available. Pick your favorite and learn the others, and you'll have a riot.
Oh,
just
yeah.
A riot, huh?
Just a riot.
Just a riot. A riotous life. Let's play another tune here. Now, this is another style of music I like. This is one by Jessel Mulaski.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back after this song, and we'll do some more ads and things, and we'll be back and tell you some more stories about all the good stuff that's going on in the area at 100.3 CKMS Radio.
Sound of
Fame. Sound of, thank you. That's good.
And this, you're welcome.
And this is the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show.
Yay!
Episode 50.
There we go. Yay.
Alrighty. So here we go.
Hop in the old jalap and head for the malted shop where all the cats join in. Down go my last two bit comes up, one banana split, where all the cats join in. Drop your jack in the old jukebox, hit your favorite disc when you dance with the Bobby Socks. You dance at your own risk. Such things happening on a floor where all of the cats join in. So dust off your dancing shoes and just rip away the blues where all of the cats join. Tell you, rip everybody, swing, yeah, swing till the rafters ring when all the cats join in.
Song does not ever change pace nicely.
I enjoyed it. I you have to admit, I did kind of go ooh when I heard it change.
That's great. You've got an update on Twitter there or something, don't you, about some of the DJs playing on the...
Oh, yeah. For the dance on the 25th, I just got an email, and looks like Dave, myself, Turlock, and Ross are going to be doing it. So,
oh, good.
Very different styles, although Turlock and I are, like, probably the more, like, more similar.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting how that plays out. I mean, it'll be lots of fun, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it'll be a great night, and I think there's I think they'll take requests, and it'll be a lot of fun. Nice variety is always good in a dance. We're just discussing some different ways for to have a DJ dance done, and one was that you have two DJs playing off each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you give each one three or four songs, and then the other guy switches in and another person, and they either try to go with that flow or change it, and it's very refreshing and new. It's great.
Well, that's kind of how the band battles used to happen at the Savoy, right? You have one song by one band and one by the other, and they'd either try to outdo each other or change the mood. So it's very much going back to the roots of the music, which is really interesting to me. Actually, I've been getting more into the history of it, so maybe next time I'm on the show, I'll have lots of more history for you. Interesting tidbits.
You know, the Monday Night Dances, they used to have that video on the wall with old videos playing.
The Button Factory.
It'd be kind of fun to see. I've been to exchanges and dances where they have one room set aside and they play some newly discovered or vintage type videos of and the sound of that old music and where it came from. And it's just great.
Oh, yeah. Actually, an interesting thing is... I decided to do the 30-day swing challenge on my blog. It's
Tell us about that blog.
Okay. So my blog is actually it's called Engineering as I Know It, because it started off as my view on engineering, but there's a huge part of swing dancing in it now.
Okay.
Because I'm describing what I do, and a lot of it is swing dancing. So you'll find actually an explanation of my trip on that blog. So if you're interested, you can go check that out. And there's pictures. Yay! No clapping this time. and there, I found out through, I think, the Ottawa people that you can do this 30-day swing challenge where every day you have a different topic and you talk about it. It's kind of a way to inspire more writing on your blog, because I think some people just come up dry after a while. So what you mentioned about the clip is actually tomorrow's, I forget what day it is, day 10, I think, is your favorite classic clip. And I have to say personally, and I'm going to give you a sneak peek of what day 10 will bring, is my favorite is the Nicholas Brothers in Stormy Weather. So that tap routine where they're doing like splits down the stairs and stuff like that. I just think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that one. And that's... It's a tall stage. Like, there must be 3 feet between each landing, right? And they're jumping down, climbing up again.
Over each other. They're like, they jump over each other and do the splits, yeah. Also, I mean, had I known earlier, but there's also another clip called The Maharaja from the movie Maharaja. And it's just an excellent kind of Balboa and Aerials and Lindy type of number. And when I was at the Balboa weekend, they actually had... Jeremy and Laura performing that.
I think you posted that, didn't you, today?
I did, actually.
I clicked on that before I came along, right?
Yeah, I actually posted the remake of it at Balboa, the ABW, this past weekend, and the original, so they can compare, because a lot of people are just sharing the new one, but that night, I was so curious about what the original was, that it was, 2-3 in the morning, everyone else in my hotel room had gone to bed, and I pull up my laptop and I go on YouTube to go find the clip and stuff, and then watch it before I go to bed. So it was really interesting. They're crazy good dancers, like the original people, like the original guys, and you know, the Laura and Jeremy too.
Yeah,
great stuff.
There's so many adventures now. You're probably all exchanged out, but you want to have a quick look there. I think there were some other exchanges listed on that one. Dave usually puts the back page there about upcoming ones and all kinds of exotic places if you want to dream about going to a different local spot and seeing things.
Well, okay, we'll start close. So Lindy Stock is at Oxton Lake, Ontario, August 3rd.
Oh, that's always a popular one. There's a bunch of locals just go to that religiously. They just love it, and I think they have a really good time.
It's a social event, so it's you basically do your cabin hiking, canoeing, volleyball, swimming type of thing, and then you dance as well. Actually, it's already sold out. You know it's sold out in 117 minutes? But you can still get on the waiting list because people's summer plans change, so doesn't mean there's no hope left. Another one, it's in Toronto, is September 14th to 16th. We are having Lennart Westenlund, Ewa Burak, and Danielle and Elsa Hiedman.
That's the Swedish dancers there. They're really good. Boy, they got some cool routines. Can they ever move?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're coming to Toronto, and they're teaching, and it's going to be awesome. That same weekend, actually, is Rhythm Shuffle in Buffalo with Sylvia Sykes and Nick Williams. Mm. So they may be having to have some decisions, some tough decisions.
Too much sometimes, yeah.
Yes. There's the Victoria Lindy Exchange, October 26th.
At Victoria, BC?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And internationally, we have the Harang Dance Camp. So that's a lot of July and August.
The
and
mecca of swing dancers, huh?
Yep. And, yeah, it's just apparently it's a wonderful time, and you learn a lot. Weeks. You go by weeks, so basically you can have up to 6 weeks of dancing. And meet from people all over the world. They have a map of where people are from, and just like the pins just cover the entire map, apparently. So David Trin tells me, I have not been. I tried to enter a contest to get there with no avail. So
where was that? I don't remember hearing about that.
Oh, it was through the Toronto Lindy Hop. They're okay. Like, you know, if you try to write an essay, but apparently my essay was no good because maybe I don't speak good English. I don't know.
Now, that's kind of harsh. No good.
It's no good. I'm an engineer, not a poet. What else is there? So, yeah, Rhythm Shuffle's coming up. There's a Blues and Balboa in Seoul, Korea. And the Korean dancers are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've met a lot of them this past weekend. They're crazy good.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Once in a while, through all the connections with various dancers, we always have visitors from other scenes in the Waterloo scene, and it's so much fun. They come from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
But on occasion, we used to get a bunch of Korean people come whizzing around, and we just have a riot because they just love the swing dance, and they're great dancers.
Oh, yes. So. Well, there's currently... I know, like, a girl in Toronto called Ellie, and she knows a lot of the Korean dancers very well. And she competed at ABW, and she's just a joy to watch. Dance Lindy to dance Balboa. I mean, like, and she's just the happiest person I have ever known. And she's wonderful. So, and she actually competed on they had Balolympics. It was like an obstacle course with Balboa, and she competed on the Korean team, and they were just like a bundle of energy.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, like the West Coast team, not West Coast dancing, but the team from the West Coast, which is just all chill and like we're cool.
Yeah, different style. Yeah, different approaches to the same thing.
Oh yeah.
You know, you made me think of something. So you know, we have performance groups and they do the Big Apple and so on. And
mm-hmm.
Something I like to see that the Montreal scene does, and what I understand is, of course, they have Lindy teams,
mm-hmm.
and they have Balboa teams.
Yeah, they're big on Balboa there.
And one of our members who used to live in Waterloo went to Montreal and has come back again. Jen Sear was actually on a blues team.
Yes, actually.
Wouldn't that be a hoot?
She helped found Bagel and Blues, didn't she?
I don't know. We should ask her, but I know she was quite involved with it.
I can bring her up on Twitter here and message her. No, I'm kidding. She's busy DJing right now, hopefully. So,
oh, yeah, and also good for her. She's, I think, editing the monthly newsletter for the Hepcat Hoppers.
T for two. Yes, and she's also she's behind the Twitter feeds, I believe, because I got a super prompt response the one time on Twitter, and I'm like, who is it that's on Twitter? And it's like, it's Jen. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, it was very kind of her to be so prompt. She likes the social media stuff. Yay! All right.
Well, she's good at it, so I'll... Well, let's play another song here before we switch back, and I'll play one more here on this little part of the set, and we're moving right along here, folks. It's almost 11:30, and we'll play a few more songs until we're expecting some more guests to show up, but I'm not too sure if they're going to make it now. It's getting pretty late. They don't get their act here together soon, but...
we'll see. Chatting gets long, and timelines kind of get skewed.
We don't
fault anybody. We love them all.
We do. We're just the happiest bunch, and we'll just keep on doing what we're doing. So here's a song by the Royal Crown Review called Beyond the Sea. It's a version of that song, and I think it's just got...
Oh, I like that song.
It's a cool one, isn't it? Here we go.
on the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands, and she watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing now somewhere beyond the sea. Well, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing. But it's far beyond the star, and it's clear beyond the moon, and I know
Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
Holy smokes, that's a fun ad.
I hadn't heard that one before. That's cute.
Yeah, really. Should be actually have a blues song hooked up after that one, huh?
Blues!
Well, folks, here at the 100.3 CKMS Sound Radio, and this is the 50th episode of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and we're just so glad to be here. And my special guest tonight is Ann Siktesh, and great stories about all your travels the last month. Holy smokes!
There's a lot of stories.
I know. Gotta check out that blog to get the real deal.
Yep. I haven't posted about the second half, but I'll get there eventually. But yes, also to just make an amendment to that ad where it said the Swing and Blues dance was at the Button Factory. It's no longer at the Button Factory. It's actually at the Hepcat Studio, which is seriously a block away from the Button Factory. It's at like Herb and Pebbler. So yeah. It's changed now. So if you go there, there's going to be no one there on Monday nights that's going to be dancing anyways.
You know, that's a great studio. Now, it's funny. I'd helped a very little on that getting put together. So many people worked hard and volunteered that work. And
oh, yeah.
Then I got busy with my business for a month. I was out. I wasn't out at all in the whole month of May.
Mm.
And I actually got there for the first time last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a fine floor. Does that ever feel good on the feet?
Yeah, they definitely put a lot of thought into it. They, mm-hmm. I believe Dave and Amanda kind of tried it out at their own house first and then learned from that, and they made a whole studio out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I commend them on their practices of trying it out and then
actually
doing the real deal.
Yeah. Well, it's a great venue, and folks, come out and support the Hepcat Hoppers and their new studio. Well, there's three or four different kinds of dance lessons, plus things like routines you can learn, and there's just so much going on. You could just spend a lot of useful time putting around that place.
Oh, yeah. And I believe they're also getting in some salsa dancers as well, like other...
Talk about that. I remember that.
Yeah. It'll be coming up. So mm-hmm. September is going to be crazy busy for them. So they should be having lots of fun. My phone is going off. I'm going to ignore it.
Yeah,
anyways,
I heard that, too.
You know, yeah, it was vibrating the whole floor.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, I got the headphones on here, and I can hear stuff that you don't hear because these microphones pick up everything. It's
crazy.
Can
you hear my breathing?
You can hear it, like just if you tap the desk, it's like an echo in here.
Oh.
When it broadcasts. Huh? So there's a certain way to handle this studio, carefully and gently.
Yes. Like a delicate... peach.
Oh, you're so good with words.
Oh, my goodness. I want peaches now. The Ontario peaches are going to be coming at some point, and I'm going to devour a whole box of them.
Well, that's part of the fun. In a usual year, you can look forward to Ontario. Like, strawberries are just... are they done yet? No, they're still coming, aren't they?
They're still coming, I think.
Yeah.
I think I remember hearing someone at the grocery store being like, oh, my goodness, what's wrong with these strawberries? They're so tiny. And it's like, oh, and the other person with them is like, but they're local. It's like, but I wanted the big ones. It's like, but they're tastier. The smaller ones are tastier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And buy local.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, you know, and we want to have our shoppers with buying food to know what they're getting, and they just trade off to everything, a big appearance or more flavor or freshness and all that kind of stuff.
Would that be kind of segue into your Shady Nook Farms?
Well, you know, it's also because, you know, I'm involved with another show that talks about agricultural stuff, and we're well aware of the... need to get our message out.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, enough of that. We're going to...
Interesting segue is now complete.
We should be playing, like, all that meat and no potatoes now by Fats Waller. Just a segue into...
We should.
You know, we got a whole bunch of songs that got this food element to them.
Yeah.
That's a classic, that one. It just kind of... Oh, there was another one, too. Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. I love playing that one.
Oh, I don't think one.
By the Tremaines, it's honeybees and stuff.
I have the All Meat and No Potatoes.
Yeah, okay.
Let's play that one.
Let's play that one. Here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat and no potatoes. All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators, yeah. Hold me steady, I am ready with all that meat and no potatoes. I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. 'Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes. Where's my fine ham bone? Where is it?
Oh, we're right back. My goodness, we have guests all of a sudden, folks, and you're here at 101.3 Sound FM. And Dave Trin, you're here. Nice to see you, Dave.
Hello there.
Hi, and Jason.
Hi.
And tell us where you're from, Jason.
From Abbotsford, British Columbia, just outside of Vancouver.
And you've had a lot of long trip to get here. You were in Montreal, I think, quickly you said, in Ottawa?
Yeah, I flew over to Montreal to do some dancing there and danced with a couple of the groups, with DTA, and then headed over after that to Ottawa for some work-related stuff, and now I'm finishing off the rest of the tour here at Waterloo. And
perfect.
Then back in Toronto.
You know, it's funny. We were just talking about tonight about how our scene, we're lucky to have visitors from time to time and from all over the world. And it's just great. It's just a great community when you can go anywhere in the world and dance the same thing. You know, I was watching that thing by Krista Schaum the other day again. And I hadn't seen the whole darn thing there. So it was quite
good. TEDx Waterloo, right?
Yeah.
Both Amanda and I were there at the event.
Yeah, it was a super time. Well, yes, and don't forget, Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. So we're lucky to finish off our show tonight here with a special guest, and Anne's our co-host, and it's your host, Jeff Steger. And what a great opportunity, Dave. I'm so glad you're here. Just can't talk enough about the significance of this is our 50th broadcast.
Yes, that's right.
Yay! Yay. That's my theme
really good.
Today.
I think we should maybe sing this one.
Get them to sing it.
No, it's better if everybody does it.
Okay,
what
fine.
Are we singing?
We're saying happy birthday to you.
No, it's the 52nd, which is in 2 weeks, right? We're going to have a special DJ dance, Sound FM DJs, on Monday, June 25th.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
At Hepcats, yes.
No, this is special for now.
What's so special?
You know that song, Happy Birthday?
Which?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's going to be happy anniversary to you.
Okay.
Okay. So, everybody, get in the zone here.
Okay, in E-flat, please.
No, we just bell it out there.
I'll E-flat you.
E-flat or not to E-flat.
I'll E-flat you.
So, folks, da-da-da-da-da-da, here's the song for the 50th. It goes like this. It's happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Jazz hands.
Oh. Happy anniversary to you.
And many more.
Yay. Thank you very much to all the listeners out there.
Yes.
Putting up with our singing.
Quarter to 12 at night. That's what you get.
Oh,
we'll lull you to sleep with our lovely voices.
That's great. So, but I'm glad you're here, Dave, because I want to just mention and thank you so much on with you yourself and Hepcat Hoppers for facilitating this whole effort on Thursday nights with the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. Thank you very much on behalf of the community for doing that. I know you and Amanda put a lot of work in, plus the other people from Hepcat Hoppers. And it's just been a lot of fun, huh? I mean,
oh, yeah.
We're busy, but we have seen a lot of really good stuff here, and there's lots to come.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, we're loving it. We see. We're happy that the community is out there to support and actually engage in what we've created, the programming and everything, the dances, the classes, and even the social gatherings. I mean, tonight we were at Fratburger, and you know, we saw a whole bunch of people just hanging out and socializing and just enjoying each other's company. And I think really that's what community is. Jason knows all about this because when I was visiting him in Abbotsford, you know, that's what you do out there too.
Yeah,
yeah. So
are you an organizer out there, Jason?
Yeah,
yeah. I run Suburban Swing. It's
perfect.
It's the oldest one in the West. It's been 12 years running straight. Never closed it down once. And we have a lot of community events. We have a summer retreat coming up where we're inviting all the dancers to come out and just go camping. So,
and yeah, you also were part of the organizing for Camp Jitterbug too, right?
Yeah, I was the after-hours manager for Camp Jitterbug. So that's in my age, I'm surprised. I walked home at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning, but you know, dance to a drop.
Well, you know, and it's funny, the other young lady sitting in the corner over there was complaining away on Facebook while you guys were at Elbow Weekend singing, 4 o'clock, I'm just getting home.
I don't think that's complaining. I think that's a badge of honor.
That's true. Well, it was a lot of fun. And I think, you know, just by listening to all the stories and web posts or Facebook postings, that there was certainly a great time had by everybody here at the All Balboa Weekend.
And Cellbology and Camp Jitterbug. It's all different subsets of people, and it's all a bunch of fun.
The community, it makes the world small.
Yes, it does, yes. And I think that's what links all of us together, is the community across the world. So, suburbanswing.com?
Yep,
is your website.
Yep, suburbanswing.com. Yep. Sunday nights, if you're ever out in Abbotsford, give us a shout, and we will host you, you know. We'll cover your door, and we'll let you come in there and check us out.
A lot of Western hospitality there.
And you teach Lindy Hop there?
Lindy Hop, Balboa, Shag,
yeah.
Charleston,
yeah.
East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boogie Woogie?
No.
Oh, right.
That's a European thing.
I've
been trying to find that recently.
Yeah. They're doing it in Montreal, though, I hear. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to get out to Montreal and visit Turlock once he's living there.
Yeah, maybe Turlock will learn Boogie Woogie.
Oh.
We do a lot of rockabilly.
Yeah.
We have a lot of rockabilly out where we are.
Cool.
So what kind of music would you play for rockabilly? Just let me get my head wrapped around it a little bit.
Ray Kondo. There's a good one. Do you know who Ray Kondo is? Look that up. That guy's great.
Do you have any on your iPhone?
I do have
there?
Some.
Do so want... maybe that we can play some.
Yeah.
Play a song.
I got a really good song for Ray Kondo.
We could do that. Where's
sure.
the?
I have the cable over here.
Pull it up. It's that fast.
Oh, you can probably go reach over top like this.
Oh, that's great. Work.
Just sit right down there, Jason, and plug that guy in there, and we'll play some Ray Kondo.
Yep.
And this
tell
is
me
so. This is our special guest DJ from West Coast, Abbotsford, Jason, and. Here's a song he's going to play, and it's called...
It's called High and Wild by Ray Kondo and his Rockets.
Press the button.
Well, I don't care if you're packing to leave, 'cause I ain't gonna sit around at home and grieve. And I don't care if you're liking my band. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that would just be grand. Oh, honey, I don't care. Don't matter to me. Well, I ain't gonna sit and watch the time slipping by. I'm gonna bring Vancouver up and down all night. Yeah, knock, knock, knocking on my door now. TV love no more. Oh, honey, I don't care. Don't matter to me. Ready, boys? Let's pop.
Well, I'm saying goodbye, this is the end. Yeah, but I'm coming knock, knocking on my door now. Because I don't need your kind of loving no more. Oh, honey, I don't give a damn. Don't matter to us. Don't matter to us. Don't matter to us. Don't matter to us. Don't matter to me. Don't matter to me.
Oh, wee. Ray Kondo. That's a great, fast-moving song. I can see a lot of different steps of that guy. Holy doodle. So, yeah, that's it. And so we're just talking a little bit about your scene out there, and you have a slightly different way of organizing it, but you certainly have a lot of good variety out there. Lindy and Balboa and the Rockabilly you just played, and...
Shag,
yeah.
Charleston... East Coast.
We have a local Shag guy here, and it's like there's two kinds of Shag. There's collegiate and
Carolina.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
you kind of do a mix between those.
Oh, good.
Out there.
Because this can get pretty fast, too, unless you're really into it.
Oh, yeah. It is a lot of work on the legs. Try to do a whole Shag song, and your sides are splitting.
So, do you have a chance yourself to get away to exchanges? You've probably been all over the place, too.
I have been all over the place, but unfortunately, sounds terrible, but I haven't been to any exchanges around the world. And
yeah.
That's kind of terrible, but...
Yeah, you're all there in the West Coast. It's just a quick hop across the ocean, and you can hit all kinds of spots over there.
Well, that's it. I've danced all over the world, but haven't gone to any major events other than Seattle's Camp Jitterbug and Camp Hollywood down in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the two main camps I've gone to. I'd like to go to Harang one day.
Yes.
That would be
good times.
Yeah.
You've been?
Yeah, five times.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got a family and a new daughter.
It's insane, man.
It's hard to pack that all up now.
I'm amazed you do as much you do, considering you are.
Most people are amazed as much as I do, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So the Lindy scene's kind of interesting, and they get all kinds of ages coming out to stuff.
And
it's good that way. Nice community. You're probably the same feeling there, just a good variety of people.
Well, our average age is about 19, 20 years old, but mm-hmm. we get about 20% that are probably over 40.
Yeah.
So
that's like here.
I guess if you have 100 people out, you got 80 that are under 20, and then the rest are over 40 and
mm-hmm.
somewhere in between.
Well, that's a lot like it happens here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're Dave is running a DJ school too, so that's kind of a thing we do once in a while.
Tell
us what the concept is there, Dave.
This summer in July we are running DJ sessions on Wednesday evenings at Hepcats, and that starts at 7 o'clock. And essentially what we're doing as part of building the community is having DJs in our community and MCs. And the radio show is going to be one spot that our trainees are going to have a chance to practice some of the theory that we'll be sharing with them. Being a professional DJ for the last 12 years has given me a lot of tips and tricks of the trade. And I do really want to thank all my coaches and my mentors out there, Merv Keys and Paul Black, for guiding me through the last decade of DJing out there in Waterloo region. So thank you to them if they're listening.
I remember that time you grabbed the two turntables and gave that a whirl for a couple of nights.
Yes. It's funny when the kids come up and go, "Oh, what's that?"
Well, they've sort of come back again. I'm just waiting for the 8-tracks to come back. Some of the
those little square little.
You used
to have to carry like 16 boxes in your car just to listen to one song.
And they can only put so much in each side, so you're halfway through a song like Stairway to Heaven, you have to go, Stairway to Heaven, and you...
You have to flip it over.
And you had your pen ready so you can wind it back in.
No, that's the cassette tapes.
No, the 8-tracks popped out too.
Yeah.
Didn't they have tapes inside?
They were big whacking.
Yeah.
It looked almost like a belt you wore in your pants.
I still like the Facebook pictures, like, you know, they have a cassette tape and a pen. It's just like, you have to be a certain age to understand the connection between these two items.
Yes.
Awesome.
So,
you guys have a really good artist out here. Have you heard of Megan Smith?
No, we haven't.
Man, I heard this girl show up at Vancouver one time. I was like, I really wanted to go see her, but she's out from your end of the woods out here, I think, Toronto. So.
Okay, well, we'll have to definitely look her up.
We better follow it up. If you've heard,
yeah.
If, yeah.
Really nice voice.
Nice.
And so good danceable stuff like Lindy sort of thing, or is she?
Yep. Actually, I got a song if you want to hear it.
Oh, give me that cable. Give me that cable back.
I've relinquished the DJ host duties.
Holy smokes.
He's got the new stuff.
This is the special guest, Jason Warner from Abbotsford.
Yes.
British Columbia here in Waterloo.
Super duper.
This is the Crickets Quartet by Megan Smith.
You're listening to CKMS 100.3.
On the 50th Dave. Show. Go ahead.
By the phone waiting like a fool, my mailbox never got those letters that you promised would be coming my way soon. Oh well, it's a strange concept, with all the tears I've wept, that I would still accept if you asked me. Will you show up when you want romancing, perfect one to play the part? Well, I might be in your arms dancing, but I'm not the only one inside your heart. Oh, well, I know you're not all mine, 'cause I've seen your wandering eyes. Still, I would not decline if you asked. Love may be a ruse, I got everything to lose, but how could I refuse if you asked me? So boy, I must confess what I wish you would request, and I ain't gonna make you guess. So put me out of my distress, with or without you, I'm a mess. And boy, I would say
something. And Megan was a Juno Award winner, I guess we're talking here, right? She was, what did we decide there?
2011 Best New Artist.
Okay.
From London, Ontario.
Yep, and working in Toronto.
We better get working on that one.
yeah, definitely.
Get her out.
Come on, Dave.
Get out to Waterloo.
Get your clarinet already.
Oh, yeah.
The next new Best New Artist for the Juno Award only for 2013.
Only if you play your mandolin.
Okay.
And accompany me.
All right.
All right, she said, all right. You heard it, listeners.
And yeah, it's not far. You can bring up Bria, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're not getting it here, we have a bunch of people playing music. This guy on the clarinet, and I don't know who we're playing everything, but there's about four or five of them. Do you have a little, like, you know, ad hoc bunch of musicians?
Yeah, we have ad hoc musicians, mostly out of Seattle. The Karis Lovers were an ad hoc.
Oh.
And now they're grouped together. They're really good. We have tons of bands where we're from. Like, I guess we're spoiled out where we are. There's some really good bands, but I unfortunately only play guitar a little bit.
Oh.
Not much.
Oh, we've got a guitar at the
house. And not rhythm guitar.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
I'd like to learn.
Are you going to be around for the weekend to the Ross's party? Or are you?
I'm thinking about it. I'm going down to where am I going?
Windsor.
Windsor. Yeah. Windsor.
Okay.
For visit an old friend that I haven't seen since grade 7.
Yeah.
And then coming back for maybe this barbecue, and then going dancing in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And then figure out how to get to the airport for tomorrow, the next morning on Sunday, and then fly back to Vancouver for my own dance on Sunday.
Man, you had just so much great time.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah, wow. They're obviously, they're lucky out there in Abbotsford to have you organized and stuff. You seem to know your stuff and you're enthusiastic, and that's good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Really like it. Really good scene. Really welcoming scene. So.
Yeah.
Like I said, anyone come out, just email us ahead of time at suburbansing.com, and we'll put you up if you need to.
We just have a Lindy Road Tour, the early long version. Huh?
Yeah, hit up every club on the way. Make sure you're in the town at the right time. That's my problem right now.
That'd be so much like researching and Googling. It's like going to every city's swing scene site and figuring it out.
Yeah.
I would do it. It's just, it's all...
That's right, yeah. And and we're just talking about just in Canada right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's a lot of good times. I can hardly wait till our next adventure. Do you guys say we have Dancing in the Park here, too, now?
That's yeah, we have that, too.
Yeah.
Wow. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tuesday nights here. Yeah, yep. Yeah. And Tuesday nights here in Waterloo, and our very own Ann Siktesh and John Layden takes care of that.
He brought the stereo out, and I brought the music.
Yes, and the dancers showed up.
Yes. We didn't bring them. They brought themselves.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah. It was a lot of fun, so that was the first time. But, yeah, how's your Dancing in the Park?
Well, we used to have a Dancing in the Park in Mission, and then we had one in Langley. I'm not sure if Langley's still going, but the one that's been going for years that is super successful is one in Vancouver called Showboat.
Oh, and I heard about that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. If you get to go to Vancouver, go on a Thursday night on a clear night. So, you know, that might not ever happen, but if it's not raining, it's dancing outside on this... this stage that's behind a pool in Kitsilano Beach overlooking Vancouver in the night. It's something to behold. Super gorgeous.
That's awesome. Yeah, I heard about that actually. I missed it by a week, but I was visiting Waterloo friends Chris and Jill, and our own Mark from Waterloo had actually gone to Showboat the weekend before. So he said it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Next time.
It's definitely something to put on your list.
Cool.
So we're just about got to wrap up here. DJ Camillo's on his way in, and so we better clear a path here. And you know what? He's going to sit up here, so I play the last song, okay, so we can clear this spot off here. Or what do you got? You got something there?
I have one song that was requested.
Okay, we're going to play that.
Okay.
All right.
It was from Anna, because she found out that I was doing the radio show, and she's like, if you don't do it, I'm going to cry, or something like that.
Hello to Anna McCoy, all the way out in Chicago.
That's true.
Yep.
And,
tracking away on her PhD there.
So we're probably going to finish off this song, and that'll be our show for tonight at the Jazz Swing and Blues Show. And thanks so much, Jason Warner, for stopping in from Abbotsford. I hope you enjoy your time in Southern Ontario.
Thank you very much. It's a really nice place. You guys are really welcoming and pretty cool out here.
Hey.
And thanks, Dave, for stopping by. Congratulations on our 50th show, huh?
Hey, no buddy. Problem. Yes, then
we're gonna knock ourselves out here.
Yeah, I'll be here next week hosting the show.
Yes.
On Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
And I'd like to thank my co-host tonight, Ann Siktesh, for coming out and being a co-host and playing some great tunes.
Yeah, thanks.
And Amanda in the corner.
Hi.
Okay, folks, that's our 50th show. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week when Dave Trin is your host, and good swinging and good jazz and good blues. And what's this last song?
And Black Coffee by the Careless Lovers.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Good night, Waterloo.
Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you later. Thank you.
coffee.
I'm so dizzy.
Black coffee.
Let's get busy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Help me to get home. I drank too much loopy soup. I thought I had one. Now my mind's all loop-de-loop. That's some stuffy kid.
Whoa. Black coffee.
Help a fella.
Black coffee.
What'll I tell her?
Man, 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 man.
I'm afraid to go home.
Black coffee,
help a fella.
Black coffee,
what'll I tell her?
Man.